Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
A few months ago, Adrian Weckler, tech editor of the Irish and Sunday Independent, joined me to explain the idea of metaverse. Now, since then, lots of people have tried it and they haven't all enjoyed the experience, one even reporting a sexual assault. Adrian is here again now to explain what happened and how. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
So can you just remind us all again, what is the metaverse and why is it a big deal?
So the metaverse is Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook's fame, big idea for how we're going to live our lives in the next couple of years. So he thinks that social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram and TikTok might still be here. But because of technology, particularly in virtual reality headsets, most of which we don't have, by the way, most of us don't own one. He thinks they're going to be fairly universal and that we're going to wear these headsets to take us into a virtual world. And that's where we'll live. That's where we'll do our socializing. We'll do a lot of our shopping there. That's where we'll work and have virtual meetings. So that's basically, in a nutshell, his idea of what he's calling the metaverse. It's you sitting around with a virtual reality headset on your head and interacting in that virtual world.
AC Milan, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, it was the first football game played in the metaverse. So how did that work?
So the one of the attractions to big organizations like sports clubs is if you wear a virtual reality headset, it kind of puts you in the moment. It puts you there. So if you can imagine when you're at a football game or if you're watching it on TV, you can only see it from one angle. If you have the ability to be virtually there somehow, you can teleport your way around the stadium. You can, you know, be on the pitch maybe to watch action happening as it happens. So they're trying to fuse the technology here to give you a much, much, much more intense personalized experience so that you can, you know, you can feel that, you can feel it, you can hear it, etc.
So how long after we spoke about it, you know, did we start to hear about sexual assault and dodgy behavior? I mean, it was quite
pretty much immediately, I'm afraid. Yeah. I mean, this is a sad tale of what happens online. We've seen it an awful lot in the gaming world. But in May, there was a 21-year-old female researcher for a nonprofit organization called Some of Us. And she was, her mission was to go on and just observe behavior in the metaverse. So she put on the virtual reality headset. And she said within 60 minutes of entering what's called Horizon Worlds, which is Meta's metaverse platform, she said within 60 minutes, she was virtually raped. So essentially what happened was she teleported in virtually. She was surrounded by a couple of people who were already in there, but two male avatars in particular. One of them then got face to face with her and started making lewd and abusive and harassing comments, and the other stood back and seemingly was egging the first person on. And then she was taken into a virtual room and the avatar kind of virtually forcibly put himself onto her while the other avatars seemed to watch on. Now, what made it very, very disturbing for her, apart from anything else, was there's a feature in Horizon Worlds that when another player or another person or another avatar comes close to you or interacts with you physically, whatever controller you're using, it buzzes or it vibrates. So you can actually feel the forced interaction. So anyway, that's only one incident. There've been plenty of others. A lot of people have been blogging and tweeting about this. There was one in February where another researcher called Nina Jane Patel said that she was virtually gang raped by four male avatars in Horizon Worlds. And don't forget, Horizon Worlds is owned by Meta. And so this is why we're all really concerned about this, because essentially it's building a virtual world where this kind of stuff can go on.
So what's happened? Okay, so all this misbehavior and, I mean, very disturbing behavior is happening. I presume these people have reported the problems and what's going on. What has the response been?
I mean, the response has been kind of mixed. Meta says that they're trying to make sure that all, you know, users are safely treated. They do say that they have what a feature called personal boundary, which has been introduced this year, and that is that by default another virtual avatar is 4 feet away from you in the virtual world, and you actually have to turn that off now for them to actually get close to you. You can also block other users as well. But as one of the researchers who said that she was gang raped, as she said, the problem here is that virtual reality is different to looking at a screen. So it's incredibly intense. The whole idea is you're not supposed to be able to tell the difference between real life and virtual life. You really feel like you're there. That's one of the reasons that it has nausea problems on a virtual roller coaster, etc. So if you're abused in that way in a virtual space on a VR headset, it's a lot more disturbing and disorienting than if, you know, than on a 2D gaming platform, which is bad enough. But to answer your question, Meta has said that they have put a few safety features in place, but they're still trying to figure out how to deal with it.
These perpetrators are these people who have, as she says, raped her in a Meta world. Can they be identified? Like with social media, it's very hard to, you know, find trolls. Are we going to have the same thing here in the metaverse?
I mean, I would have to hope that we will, insofar as if an incident like this happens and someone reports it, that the user ID can be identified and action can be taken. Now, at the moment, I would say that the height of the action that could be taken is just that they're blocked or kicked off the platform. We haven't yet really figured out how, to what degree, you know, virtual acts of harassment are punishable. There are laws in place in general for harassment that include social media platforms and digital platforms, and they can be quite serious. They can include criminal charges. I'm not aware yet of any criminal charges being introduced in this essence because it's so new. But don't forget, like, I'm not sure if you do any gaming, but like, sexual harassment in gaming has been a major problem over the last few years. If you talk to any female gamers, many, or if not most of them, will say that they'll disguise their gender when they're playing. Now, I'm talking about these regular, ordinary, massive multimedia games that are outside the metaverse. Most of them will disguise their gender. Many of them won't talk in real time to other players using their own voice for exactly that reason. So there is this just basic problem that a lot of male gamers and a lot of men online still have, that they feel in an environment where they feel that the rules are a lot looser, that a minority of them will go and act like that. Yeah.
Okay, so Meta are saying they're putting this safeguard in place. Hopefully, you know, by the end of the year, that you can turn off that control or whatever so people can't get close. But it would be very hard to stop verbal abuse.
Incredibly hard. I mean, so difficult. And that is one of the supposedly best features of the metaverse. It's not just that you're there with your animated digital avatar, you know, walking around interacting with someone else. It's that you can talk to them and hear them in such a realistic way. I mean, Facebook, or Meta as we now call it, has another product called Workrooms, which is aimed at specifically at work meetings. And the whole point to that, rather than doing a Zoom call on a screen, the whole point to Workrooms is that you can actually see when someone is looking at you, when somebody talks to you, you can hear whether they're on your left or your right, because it synchronizes with the headphones you have on and all of that. So it's intensely personal. So when somebody starts abusing you and you know, through speech, say, for example, on one of these platforms, I think it can kind of hit you in a way that seems a little bit more removed. As disturbing as abuse on social media platforms already is, Twitter or Facebook or whatever, that can be disturbing. When somebody's in your head saying it to you physically, in a physical voice, I think that's another problem entirely. By the way, I don't know about you, but like this is one of the reasons that I'm not sure if you've been curious to try the metaverse, but most people I know are kind of looking at the metaverse and thinking, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree. I think there's a huge fear over it because it's so out there and so unknown. And then we're hearing these stories. Is there an age limit? Like, do you have to be a certain age to use the metaverse? Do you have to be over 16 or are kids going to be doing this?
The standard age across pretty much all social media is actually 13. Now, the metaverse, and just to be clear, right now, Meta's metaverse platform is only available in the US and Canada, right, to people. So as they roll it out across Europe, I'd say the rules would probably be stricter here because we just have a stricter regulatory environment. And we may well see, a stronger, 16 or 18 year old age platform. That's kind of normal for a lot of games anyway. Like if you go on and play a multimedia player game, a lot of them will be 16 plus or 18 plus. That, by the way, that doesn't stop kids or teens going on and playing them.
Yeah.
But the age limit nominally is there.
I'm just thinking about bullying, the huge problem we have with that. And then it doesn't leave them when they come home. It's on social media. And now if we in the future, we're going to have a problem with the metaverse. I see that as a huge problem in the future. Do you think Meta will get a handle on this or there'll be some regulations in place?
Yeah, I think they'll have to get a handle on it fairly quickly. I mean, look, there's a limit to what they can do in terms of human behavior, right? So there's no social platform in the world where you can eliminate, just bad human traits, which is kind of what we're talking about here when you get down to it. I mean, the technology company provides these tools and these platforms, and yes, maybe it makes it easier for abuse to happen, but ultimately it's still those two men, those two male avatars who abused that female avatar. So you're never going to completely eliminate that, but they're going to have to make sure that it's at least a quasi-safe environment, because otherwise the brands and the companies that they hope to come on to sell things, to trade online, which is part of the whole vision for the metaverse. The whole point is that, instead of sitting down on the couch for an hour and a half in the evening to scroll your Instagram feed, you put on the headset and you spend that hour and a half scrolling or cycling through different metaverse worlds. And that will be, so instead of like looking at an Instagram ad for something, you come across a virtual ad for something and you interact with that. So without that kind of commercial support, this thing will be dead anyway. So I think they'll have to get a handle on it.
Okay. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Adrian Weckler, tech editor at the Irish and Sunday Independent, and we'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.